Ezekiel chapter 9. Then he cried in my hearing with a loud voice, saying, Draw near, you executioners of the city, each with his destroying weapon in his hand. And 6 men came from the direction of the upper gate, which faces north, each with his weapon for slaughter in his hand. Among them was a man clothed in linen, with a writing case at his side. They went in and stood beside the bronze altar. Now the glory of the God of Israel had gone up from the cherub on which it rested to the threshold of the house. The Lord called to the man clothed in linen who had the writing case at his side, and said to him, Go through the city, through Jerusalem, and put a mark on the foreheads of those who sigh and groan over all the abominations that are committed in it. To the others he said in my hearing, Pass through the city after him, and kill. Your eye shall not spare, and you shall show no pity. Cut down old men and young women, little children and women, but touch no one who has the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. So they began with the elders who were in front of the house. Then he said to them, Defile the house and fill the courts with the slain. Go. So they went out and killed in the city. While they were killing, and I was left alone, I fell prostrate on my face and cried out, Ah, Lord God, will you destroy all who remain of Israel as you pour out your wrath upon Jerusalem? He said to me, The guilt of the house of Israel and Judah is exceedingly great. The land is full of bloodshed, and the city full of perversity, for they say, The Lord has forsaken the land, and the Lord does not see. As for me, my eye will not spare, nor will I have pity, but I will bring down their deeds upon their heads. Then the man clothed in linen, with the writing case at his side, brought back word, saying, I have done as you commanded me. Ezekiel chapter 10. Then I looked, and above the dome that was over the heads of the cherubim, there appeared above them something like a sapphire, in form resembling a throne. He said to the man clothed in linen, Go within the wheelwork underneath the cherubim, fill your hands with burning coals from among the cherubim, and scatter them over the city. He went in as I looked on. Now the cherubim were standing on the south side of the house when the man went in, and a cloud filled the inner court. Then the glory of the Lord rose up from the cherub to the threshold of the house. The house was filled with the cloud, and the court was full of the brightness of the glory of the Lord. The sound of the wings of the cherubim was heard as far as the outer court, like the voice of God Almighty when he speaks. When he commanded the man clothed in linen, Take fire from within the wheelwork from among the cherubim, he went in and stood beside a wheel. And a cherub stretched out his hand from among the cherubim to the fire that was among the cherubim, took some of it, and put it into the hands of the man clothed in linen, who took it and went out. The cherubim appeared to have the form of a human hand under their wings. I looked, and there were 4 wheels beside the cherubim, one beside each cherub, and the appearance of the wheels was like gleaming beryl. And as for their appearance, the 4 looked alike, something like a wheel within a wheel. When they moved in any of the 4 directions without veering as they moved, but in whatever direction the front wheel faced, the others followed without veering as they moved. Their entire body, their rims, their spokes, their wings, and the wheels of the 4 of them, were full of eyes all around. As for the wheels, they were called in my hearing the wheelwork. Each one had 4 faces. The first face was that of the cherub, the second face was that of a human being, the third that of a lion, and the 4th that of an eagle. The cherubim rose up. These were the living creatures that I saw by the river Kibar. When the cherubim moved, the wheels moved beside them, and when the cherubim lifted up their wings to rise up from the earth, the wheels at their side did not veer. When they stopped, the others stopped, and when they rose up, the others rose up with them, for the spirit of the living creatures was in them. Then the glory of the Lord went out from the threshold of the house and stopped above the cherubim. The cherubim lifted up their wings and rose up from the earth in my sight, as they went out with the wheels beside them. They stopped at the entrance of the east gate of the house of the Lord, and the glory of the God of Israel was above them. These were the living creatures that I saw underneath the God of Israel by the river Kebar, and I knew that they were cherubim. Each had four faces, each four wings, and underneath their wings something like human hands. As for what their faces were like, they were the same faces whose appearance I had seen by the river Kebar. Each one moved straight ahead. Ezekiel chapter 11. The Spirit lifted me up and brought me to the east gate of the house of the Lord, which faces east. There at the entrance of the gateway were 25 men. Among them I saw Jaazaniah, son of Azur, and Pelatiah, son of Benaiah, officials of the people. He said to me, "Mortal, these are the men who devise iniquity and who give wicked counsel in this city. They say, 'The time is not near to build houses. This city is the pot, and we are the meat. Therefore prophesy against them. Prophesy, O mortal.' Then the Spirit of the Lord fell upon me, and he said to me, 'Say, thus says the Lord, this is what you think, O house of Israel. I know the things that come into your mind. You have killed many in this city, and have filled its streets with the slain. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, the slain whom you have placed within it are the meat, and this city is the pot, but you shall be taken out of it. You have feared the sword, and I will bring the sword upon you, says the Lord God. I will take you out of it, and give you over to the hands of foreigners, and execute judgments upon you. You shall fall by the sword. I will judge you at the border of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord. This city shall not be your pot, and you shall not be the meat inside it. I will judge you at the border of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, whose statutes you have not followed, and whose ordinances you have not kept, but you have acted according to the ordinances of the nations that are around you. Now, while I was prophesying, Pelatiah, son of Benaiah, died. Then I fell down on my face, cried with a loud voice, and said, Ah, Lord God, will you make a full end of the remnant of Israel? Then the word of the Lord came to me, Mortal, your kinsfolk, your own kin, your fellow exiles, the whole house of Israel, all of them, are those of whom the inhabitants of Jerusalem have said, They have gone far from the Lord. To us this land is given for a possession. Therefore, say, Thus says the Lord God, Though I removed them far away among the nations, and though I scattered them among the countries, yet I have been a sanctuary to them for a little while in the countries where they have gone. Therefore say, Thus says the Lord God, I will gather you from the peoples, and assemble you out of the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. When they come there, they will remove from it all its detestable things and all its abominations. I will give them one heart, and put a new spirit within them. I will remove the heart of stone from their flesh, and give them a heart of flesh, so that they may follow my statutes and keep my ordinances and obey them. Then they shall be my people, and I will be their God. But as for those whose heart goes after their detestable things and their abominations, I will bring their deeds upon their own heads, says the Lord God. Then the cherubim lifted up their wings with the wheels beside them, and the glory of the God of Israel was above them. And the glory of the Lord ascended from the middle of the city, and stopped on the mountain east of the city. The Spirit lifted me up and brought me in a vision by the Spirit of God into Chaldea, to the exiles. Then the vision that I had seen left me, and I told the exiles all the things that the Lord had shown me.